Welcome back to Mr. Jeffrion's World History Podcast. This is episode 13, and we will be discussing the expansive realm of Islam. In other words, we will be talking about the creation and spread of Islam, along with the society, economics, and culture within the Islamic world. All of this correlates nicely with Chapter 13 of Traditions and Encounters by Jerry Bentley and Herbert Ziegler. If you would like to submit a question for the podcast, you may do so by calling the Google Voice number 321-804-APWH, or you can submit a question via email, mrjeffrion@gmail.com. This episode kicks off the 600 to 1450 era in AP World History. I usually think about this era as the three M's: Mongols, Muslims, and Middle Ages, that being the European Middle Ages. Following the collapse of the classical empires, new societies came into dominance. Many of these societies found influence in the new religion of Islam. From its origins in Arabia, Islam spread to the Sassanid Empire, and with the help of Muslim merchants, Islam spread until Dar al-Islam, or the House of Islam, stretched from Spain to India. But where did it all begin? Islam was established by Muhammad. In 570 CE, Muhammad was born into a merchant family in Mecca. After a difficult early life, Muhammad married a wealthy widow at the age of 25. By the age of 30, Muhammad became a merchant himself. During this period, he was exposed to various faiths, including Judaism and Christianity. Some have theorized that Muhammad and other Arabs who grew up in the Bedouin pagan traditions which existed prior to Islam may have felt that their religions were less sophisticated than the two major monotheistic faiths in the area. At the time, the Arabs had no Abraham, Moses, or Jesus, but all that would change with Muhammad. The spiritual transformation of Muhammad began when he was 40. In 610 CE, according to Muslim beliefs, Muhammad began receiving visions from the archangel Jibril. Jibril told Muhammad that he was a prophet of Allah, the Arabic word for God. Although Muhammad had no intention of creating a new religion, his teachings gained many followers. This led to the creation of the new and increasingly influential religion of Islam. Islam is a monotheistic religion with a singular and central deity. The followers of Muhammad established a compilation of his revelations in the Quran. Muhammad's deeds and sayings were also collected in the Hadiths. Despite appealing to various followers, Muhammad faced conflict while attempting to spread his message. His teachings did not appeal to the ruling elite and the wealthy of Mecca. In 622 CE, after being faced with persecution, Muhammad and his followers fled to Medina. This movement is referred to as the Hijra and marks the beginning of the Islamic calendar. In Medina, Muhammad served as the leader for the Ummah, the cohesive Muslim community. Muhammad came to be viewed by this community as the seal of the prophets, the final prophet of Allah, a line which includes all of the prophets of Judaism and Christianity, including Jesus of Nazareth. Muhammad became determined to spread Allah's message to all of humankind. Muhammad and his followers returned to Mecca in 630 CE. After his return, Mecca was conquered and converted to Islam. The pagan shrines in the Kaaba were destroyed and mosques were built. However, the Kaaba itself remained, minus pagan idols, of course, and became a site of pilgrimage for Muslims. In 632, Muhammad led his followers on the first pilgrimage to the Kaaba, which became known as Hajj, and became one of the five pillars of Islam. The five pillars of Islam are the basic obligations of faith for Muslims. These five pillars are: 1. Faith. Acknowledgement of Allah as the only God and Muhammad as his prophet. 2. Daily prayer, which Muslims perform while facing Mecca. 3. Fasting during the month of Ramadan. 4. Charity or almsgiving to the poor. And 5. The Hajj, a pilgrimage to Mecca at least once during a Muslim's lifetime. These five pillars established a sense of unity among the Muslim community. Aside from these five pillars, jihad and sharia also established unity among Muslims. Jihad is the term used for the struggle Muslims faced against non-believers, immoral behavior, and ignorance, although some interpret this to mean holy war. Sharia is Islamic law, and it provides guidance on behavior and various aspects of life. Sharia enabled Islam to become not just a religion, but a way of life. Upon Muhammad's death, problems developed regarding succession as to who would be in charge of the faith. Since Muhammad was the seal of the prophets, no other prophets would follow him. Muhammad's advisors selected Abu Bakr as caliph. With this title, he became the head of state, chief judge, religious leader, and military commander. The expansion of Islam also began during this period. Syria, Palestine, Mesopotamia, Egypt, North Africa, Persia, and northwestern India, along with the Iberian Peninsula, were captured by Islamic armies. Despite this successful expansion, challenging political problems developed. This political conflict, relating to the legitimacy of the caliph, caused a split among the Islamic community. The split established two different sects of Islam, the Sunni and the Shia. The Shia supported and accepted the legitimacy of Ali, Muhammad's son-in-law, as the fourth caliph. Ali's reign did not last long as he was assassinated by his enemies, who quickly imposed their own candidate for caliph. The Shia fought to restore the caliphate to the line of Ali. These two sects developed different beliefs and different interpretations of the Quran, which sometimes leads to conflict. The conflict of succession in the Islamic community was temporarily solved by the establishment of the Umayyad dynasty. The Umayyad dynasty was centered in Damascus, in Syria. This dynasty benefited the military aristocracy, but still enforced a certain extent of toleration toward the people it conquered. The people conquered by the Umayyad dynasty were able to continue to practice their own religions. However, they were required to pay a tax called a jizya in order to do so. Despite this religious tolerance, the Umayyad dynasty still encountered discontent among the conquered people. The Umayyad dynasty was eventually brought to an end by Shia and non-Arab Muslims led by Abu al-Abbas. Following the fall of the Umayyad dynasty, the Abbasid Caliphate was established. This dynasty, unlike the Umayyad, ruled with no favoritism toward the military aristocracy. The empire continued to grow despite the lack of conquest and used administration tactics similar to those used by the Persians. Like the Persians, the Abbasid dynasty had a central administration with governors for the provinces. Local areas were ruled by ulama, religious scholars, and qadis, judges. The Abbasid dynasty was eventually weakened by a struggle for succession, uprisings, and rebellions. The spread of the Islamic community enabled the spread of trade and cultural interactions. The Islamic world was introduced to various crops, including sugarcane, rice, wheat, spinach, artichokes, oranges, bananas, coconuts, and mangoes. The introduction of these crops led to greater variety of food and agricultural experimentation, urban growth, and the development of new industries. The increasing cultural interaction experienced by the Islamic world brought about influences from India, Persia, and Greece, which led to innovations in learning, technology, and trade. From India, the Islamic communities adopted Hindi numerals, along with algebra and trigonometry. From Persia came administrative tactics, and from Greece came the influence of Greek philosophers. The status of women was also altered due to cultural interactions. Originally, the Quran enhanced the role of women, enabling them to have a sense of security as all were considered equal under God. However, due to the cultural interactions and influence from Mesopotamia and Persian society, women's rights were reduced and the concept of veiling women was adopted. Islam was the last of the major religions to be founded. Much like Christianity, it preached about a single God, but unlike Christianity, which considered Jesus a divine figure, Islam did not give divinity to the prophet Muhammad. Muhammad is the most historical of the prophets and founders of any of the religions. there are more stories of his life than of any other prophet. These stories depict Muhammad as a human figure and not divine. Despite Muhammad not being considered divine, his life experiences played a role in the word of the Quran. This is seen in the detailed portion in the Quran relating to the rights of orphans. Islam became a very popular and influential religion. With the help of its supporters, along with the Islamic dynasties that followed, Islam expanded to create the Dar al-Islam, one of the most cosmopolitan societies of the post-classical era. That's it for today's show. Tomorrow, in episode 14, we will discuss the resurgence of empire in East Asia. Until next time, this has been Mr. Jeffreyon's World History Podcast.